This is Jennifer James for Gen X. When I was 7 years old, I lived on London Lane in Colorado Springs. I loved playing with Topper Don dolls, riding my banana seat bike, and watching Isis on TV. She was an archaeologist with an amulet that turned her into a superhero who fought evil. Like many Gen Xers, I was a latchkey kid. One day after school, I came home to an empty house and was sexually assaulted by a trusted friend of the family. He probably should have gone to prison, but we never told anyone. We didn't want him to get into trouble. We didn't want my father to kill him. So the child predator went on to become top military brass, and I crawled into a bag of candy so I'd get fat and nobody would ever sexually assault me again. My first pelvic exam was that year, 1975. I remember everything about that day. The doctor's office had green metal cabinets and jars full of cotton balls. The doctor was gruff and the office smelled like cough syrup. The nurse was tiny and my dress was bright blue from Montgomery Ward. I was so happy when the doctor said I was okay. This meant I wasn't going to have a baby. I could ride my bike and run on the playground again. I had worried that if I'd run too hard, I would kill the baby inside me. I'm proud of myself for loving that baby so much, the baby that wasn't inside me after all. When I left the doctor's office that day, I was so relieved. I thought I'd be able to forget everything that happened and be happy again, but I was wrong. Over the years, the predator's name came up in conversations. Pictures of him were strewn here and there in boxes and albums. This extended the trauma far beyond 1975. I learned to smile when I wanted to cry, stay put when I wanted to run. It was a traumatic experience that ruined my life, but it's not ruined anymore. A few years ago, the man who assaulted me reinvaded my world through Facebook connections. This was the straw that broke me, so I crawled back inside the bag of candy. But then one day, heaven shot back that I was lucky to be alive. That man with his shiny brass had so much to lose. He could have put me in a trash bag and thrown me down a mountain, but he didn't. I am so glad for every day I have lived. I found the mercy in my situation. This gratitude makes me happy. In 2007, I picked up a book on generations by Neil Howe and William Strauss. They said Generation X had an abbreviated childhood that was insecure and unhinged. This permanently affected the way we see the world. That's when I decided to start a blog about Generation X. The other night we got Chinese takeout. My daughter Bridget got a fortune cookie that said she had a secret admirer. She was ecstatic with this news. "So who do you think it is, Mommy?" she asked. Next month, she turns 7. She believes in fortunes because of me. This is the legacy of Generation X. Underprotected in childhood, we have raised the most overparented kids the world has ever seen. We are the amulet for Generation Z. And for the lost generation that we are, I hope history will give us that.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere.
This is Jennifer James for Gen X on KOSU.